This feast day in the West, we're very historically organized and preoccupied. And so there is no evidence that the temple took little girls to train them in piety. So reduce the feast to the minimum. But that really loses something. Because what we're celebrating today is exactly what the gospel is talking about. The totality of Mary's gift of self to the Lord. That's what's being celebrated. Well, how do we get a hold of that? I mean, we're all willing to acknowledge she's holier than everybody else put together, including the angels. So certainly there was that incredibly total yielding of the whole action of God and let Him make her holy. And that was completed when she shared her son's suffering at the cross. Now what? Well, let's look a little bit at this intuition the church has had for so long. In the infancy gospels, among other things it said is that Our Lady ran up the steps to the temple. In other words, let's try to understand by entering into it the depth of the love and the trust in the heart of the Virgin Mary and her relationship to God. And how that can affect us. It can affect us, yes, as we meditate on it, but there's more. If we ask her, she will show us what it means to praise God. She could just stand there one day and say, "Now, just do what I do." And you look and you see. And you see this depth of abasement. She's a creature. And God is God. Then you see the depth of the joy, the love, the honor, the exaltation in Mary as she's prostrate before God or standing before God. And you say, "Now that's normality. That's what it's all about." And that's why this feast is important, because it grounds what holiness is all about, and it grounds our understanding of Mary. That's why at least they didn't take it out, you know. But we don't even get a Gloria today. But that's all right. If you take the gospel now in those terms, this woman had nothing. And she gave the last she had to the honor and glory of God and to the building up of the house of God. Now, she certainly had enough common sense to know, you know, that that was like giving a quarter to Notre Dame's building fund. I mean, but she knew that that's not what builds the temple. It's the love, the justice, the peace, the worship, the confidence of her heart. "Here, Lord, take it. I'm glad to give it to you." That's the heart of the feast. That kind of wholehearted donation of oneself. We can learn it from her. Because, you see, her role is to make us sensitive to the work of the Holy Spirit. St. Bernard, you know, has a wonderful treatise. I think I've mentioned this before. on grace and free will, which is always something that keeps theologians interested. Whatever we do that is good is of God, and yet it's our work. How does it all go together? Well, we're still talking on it. But Bernard had this phrase, it must come, it's this tiny little treatise too, 25 or 30 times. Consentire salvati est. To consent is to be saved. It's to agree. God, the Holy Spirit, is moving in us to identify our heart with the heart of Jesus, you see, and Our Lady's job is to keep us sensitive to the Holy Spirit. If you just see her, you know, the love, the transport of her, the purity, the depth of her union with Jesus, you see, all the work of the Holy Spirit. She consented. So how holy does God want to make us? Who knows? Our job is to consent. And that happens in little things and big, but we have to practice. How many times in a day are you aware of the Holy Spirit moving you to do something? Five? How many people can say five? 10? We're getting somewhere, you see? I hear 10 once, 10 twice. But you see, that's the key. To agree is to be saved. I remember I was driving in the car and I was upset, I guess, I don't know. You know, I cannot remember the incident now. I can only remember the happy ending. Well, whatever it was, I was mad and hurt and I don't know what else. And all of a sudden I had the wit to just yield it to the Holy Spirit. It all went away. I embraced the, you know, suffering, you know, how big is the suffering? And I said, you know, this is neat. The Holy Spirit is doing all this and I'm getting credit for it. Because I'm agreeing to it. Now he can lead us to martyrdom, and if we agree to it, by golly, we're going to be way up there in heaven. And this, the feast is for that reason. She yielded every second of her life to the movement of the Holy Spirit. So when that angel came, and she was about 15 or 16, she was ready to say yes. She was ready to say yes. So let's pray today that we honor this mystery of Mary's heart by saying yes. Lots of yeses. Don't get nervous. Don't get scrupulous. Was that the Lord, you know? I've told you this before. I used to tell the kids at Steubenville, look, our Lord is like a baseball coach. So he's standing out there at home plate and he's hitting out grounders between third and second, you know? And so we're supposed to scoop him up and get him over to first, right? Well, he hits out maybe 200. You know, we see about 40. And we field anywhere from 2 to 10. So why don't we just try to get up to 12 or 15? Just listen. Listen. And the safest thing to do is say, Lord, look, I don't know if that's you or me, but I'm going to do it because it might be you, because I love you.